الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا ادخلوا في السلم كافة ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين وقد قال الله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون صدق الله العظيم علماء الكرام most respected brothers and also our sisters who are listening in at the madrasa You are well aware by now that these majlises which are held for the purpose of Tawbah. I call it the Majlis of Tawbah. I mentioned yesterday also that if I had been the Imam of this masjid and speaking regularly here on Fridays and other occasions, then we would have been discussing different issues because the Quran Sharif tells us الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala announced that this day I have perfected for you, I have completed for you your religion, your deen. And perfected for you your religion and chosen Islam for you as your way of life. Allah Ta'ala has completed for us the deen, perfected for us the religion, and He has chosen Islam for us as the way of life. So it covers all aspects of our lives. Namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, transactions, dealings, morals, etiquette, So many things Islam covers. Our marriages, our walimas, every aspect of our life. So all issues have to be discussed. To some extent, we have to get the knowledge of all these things which are relevant in our lives. So the local imam, alhamdulillah, you have been listening to them on different subjects. Just now we will be listening to them on Mi'raj. Then there will be Ramadan coming. So you will be listening to the Fazail of fasting, etc., etc. But we have come here only after 1 year. And the purpose of this majlis is nothing but to make sincere tawbah from our sins. Because that is something that we are lacking in our lives. It's an islahi majlis, so don't expect a bayan, a flowery speech on some subject. Recently you may have heard a lot about the anti-terrorism bill. Now those people who are making an effort in that direction, to fight against the legislation with regards to the anti-terrorism bill, then they are also doing some sort of khidmat of Islam and deen, because we know what the implications are going to be. So I too wish to discuss, lower the volume. I too wish to discuss something about the anti-terrorism bill. Now you will say that just now I said that this is a majlis of Islah and Tawbah, And now I want to give you a talk on anti-terrorism bill. So indeed, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has identified our enemies. The governments of the world, they are passing this legislation because they are fearing sabotage, they are fearing bombings, they are fearing other kinds of terrorism, and of course their definition of a terrorist is generally a person who says that he wants Islam. Anyone who says that he wants Islam, and he says Islam is the religion and the only way of life, then that person is a terrorist. But they haven't been able to really identify the terrorists. There's a lot of confusion and a haze. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has identified the terrorists and He has legislated against them. And He has addressed the central governments of the believers, that is their hearts, that nafs and shaitan are terrorists. They are throwing bombs, missiles, they use AK-47s, they use any kind of weapon that they can to sabotage your iman, to steal that wealth of iman that is in your hearts. These are terrorists, so be on guard. Whatever way that you can defend yourself, in whichever way you can defend your iman and your morals, then defend it, because they are attacking all the time. All the time, left, right and center, they are attacking. So this is another kind of terrorists that we have to fight. Nafs and shaitan are our avowed enemies, declared enemies. We know how they have sabotaged the iman of so many people. Sometimes it is the missile of the television program. So many people have lost their morals, their iman, their haya, their shame, their modesty, when this missile was thrown at them. I mentioned last night, and I repeat these incidents so that somebody or the other will get hidayat. Because many a times it happens that an incident, when it is repeated, in the audience is somebody who hasn't heard it, but he gets a lesson. So I haven't planned anything. Whichever incident will come to mind, whichever facts will come to mind, even if you may have heard it 1,000 times, I will go ahead with it, with the niyat of my own islah and for whomsoever Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala benefits. Last night I mentioned that a young girl, she wrote a letter, she's at a high school, and she mentioned the name of a certain film. And she said that in that film the father commits incest with the daughter. And after having watched that film on television or wherever it was, but that evil thought comes into my mind and I get that desire of incest with my father. Na'uzu billahi min zalim. This is the end result of that which we commit, which we consider as something very innocent. We say it is just there to watch some sport and some other news items which may, according to some, be permissible. But when there's 80% filth and haram and this is the end result, then which father in his true senses, if he is a believer in Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, would like his daughter to entertain such kind of thoughts about him? When we are reading and when we are hearing of true and genuine incidents where incest is being committed with the daughters, then we can understand where it is coming from. I don't know whether I mentioned it here last year, but what does it matter again if we repeat, that another young person said that the moment or after I had seen a certain film, the desire came very strongly in my mind to take the gun and blow my father's head off. Somebody wants to throttle the mother. Somebody wants to do this, somebody wants to do that. So these are the missiles which are being thrown. Sometimes it is a pretty face which has caused damage to the iman of a person. How many cases we are dealing with where a person says, It does not matter whether the person is a Muslim or not a Muslim, whether he believes in Allah Ta'ala or does not believe. What is important is that that person must be in love. So we are in love and therefore we want to get married. One girl from the university, he said, "Maulana, this person that I want to marry, I don't see what is wrong. Because he says that he believes in a God. He believes in a God. That's about all." So this is the type of missile that is thrown sometime. This is the bomb, the terrorist bomb, which takes away the iman of a person. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala identified these enemies for us and asked us to fight very strongly against them. So this majlis is for that purpose, to make sincere tawbah from our sins and to get connected with our Allah. We all performed our Isha Salat. How many of us can take qasam and say in this masjid that in this salat that we perform, we found a connection with our Allah? When we went into sajda, then we found ourselves making sajda at the feet of Allah. Or was it that when we were making our namaz, our bodies were here and our hearts were somewhere else, our minds were somewhere else? Hazrat Maulana Fazlur Rahman Sahab Ganj Muradi Rahmatullah Ali, he says that jab main sajda karta hu to mujhe aisa mehsoos hota hai ki mere Allah ne mujhe pyar kar liya. That is the feeling that they should get. So this connection with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, this namaz was so that we may connect ourselves with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The fasting was for the same purpose, the zakat, the hajj, all the ibadat, everything was for connection with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now we are doing so much. Namazes we make, rozas we keep, we read Quran Sharif, we make tilawat, we make zikrullah. Some people go to the khanqahs, some people go out in jamaat. But at the end of the day, why is it that our hearts are still empty? Why is it that we do not find that noor being retained there? Because some of the noor goes out through the eyes, through the ears, through the mouth. The sins that we commit, it takes away everything. And we are left at square one. Remember that every person's telephone can be engaged with all the hotlines that the presidents of countries have or the kings have, but still they can be engaged. If a king, somebody has telephoned him and he is speaking to him and another call comes, he can't speak to two people at the same time. He can't listen to three people at the same time. It is only Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's line that is never engaged, whether it is day or night. Whichever time you want to call Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, He is prepared to hear, He is prepared to listen, He is prepared to respond. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala just wants us to turn a little towards Him. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is prepared to answer our call. In fact, He becomes displeased if we do not turn towards Him and we do not beg of Him. So this giving up of sins is not just an ordinary thing. Because the environment that we find ourselves in, there's so much of temptation, that only if a person has got the love of Allah in his heart, or he has got the khawf of the azab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. A true believer, he does things with the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He creates that much love that he says, "I do not want to displease my Allah." A lover does not like to displease his beloved if he is indeed a true lover. And he does not turn his gaze anywhere else besides the face of the beloved. Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Alayhi says that one person began to follow one very pretty woman. And he began to sing praises of her, that you are like this and you are like that, and I truly and sincerely love you and I will give everything for your sake. So this woman, just to test this person, said that you are making this loud claim, but you are making a mistake. My sister is following behind me. She is prettier than I am. So this stupid person looked around that the sister is following. So this woman gave him one tight slap and said, "Just now you were proclaiming my love and suddenly why did you look back at it?" So this is our case
that we proclaim the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But the love of everything else is in our heart except the love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whereas everything that we love should have been for the sake of the love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that whatever they asked us to love, we love, and what they asked us to hate, we hate. So this giving up of sins is the most important thing, otherwise we'll be making hijrat, we will be going here and we will be going there. And we will be making tilawat and we will be even going out for jihad. But if the person does not give up sins, then he will get some sawab. But he will not get that connection with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He will not get that raza and that pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. If he does not give up sins, then he will not retain any noor in his heart. Hazrat Maulana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuhum's poetry comes to mind, in which he says, لَذَّتِ ذِكْرِ نَامِ خُدَا هِ چَمَن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن. لَذَّتِ ذِكْرِ نَامِ خُدَا هِ چَمَن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن. لَذَّتِ ذِكْرِ نَامِ خُدَا هِ چَمَن. If you really want a garden in your heart, then you can only get that garden in the remembrance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That garden will only come in the heart if you have got the remembrance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And ghaflat ki dunya, the dunya of negligence, the dunya of indifference. When the person is indifferent towards deen, towards sharia, towards the Quran and the sunnah, then ghaflat ki dunya hai dasht wa daman, it is like a jungle. Or it is like where those people go and throw all the dirt and dump all the rubbish and it forms into a big heap. He said that is what the heart becomes when there is ghaflat in the heart. And we know that what do you get in the jungles after that? In the jungles after that you will get lions, you will get tigers, you will get monkeys, you will get donkeys, you will get the hog, you will get snakes, scorpions, you will get all kinds of poisonous creatures and dangerous animals. That's what you will find in a jungle. Kruger National Park and other places, go and see, this is what you find. So when our hearts are going to become like the jungle, then that is what is going to come out from our hands and our feet and our in our actions. That person who has got a jungle now, his heart is a jungle where there are lions, where there are tigers, and where there are cheetahs, and where there are other kinds of dangerous animals, the wolves. So this is what you will find in the life of that person if he has got no zikrullah in the heart. Zikrullah is not just tasbih of subhanallah, alhamdulillah. Zikrullah is the remembrance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that Allah is watching, Allah is hearing, Allah is knowing, Allah is seeing, He is almighty, He is powerful. The person makes ibadat, zikr, tilawat, namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, umrahs, positive zikr, and negative zikr, he stays away from all the haram. That is zikrullah. So when this person hasn't got zikrullah in the heart, now his heart has become a jungle. So now sometimes he is devouring the properties of orphans and widows because his heart is a jungle now. So sometimes it is the lion of the heart. Now he is devouring the properties of orphans and widows. He is stealing, he is committing theft, he is committing fraud. Anybody's property that he can grab, whether it is halal or haram, sab kuch andar, halal ho ya haram, halal, haram, sab kuch andar, lekin phir bhi hai mast kalandar. Whatever it is, haram, halal, everything is inside, but the person says, I'm mast kalandar. So he can be a bandar, but he's not a kalandar. So this person now, he is that lion that is inside, we can find in his actions. When he goes home, then we can see the effects of that jungle in his heart. That he is screaming, he is shouting. He is like a terrorist in the house. He is like a wolf in the house. The wife is fearing him. The children are fearing him. So what kind of a person has walked into the house? And they just pray and make dua that when this husband goes out of the house again. And sometimes they encourage him that go away for a number of days. Because they know that if he's in the house, it's worse. So they see that effect of that. Sometimes it is that dog that jealousy now. The person is jealous, he is envious. Sometimes it's the pig that's indulging, that this person is now indulging in prostitution. The person is indulging in homosexual activities. The person is indulging in other kind of haram and filthy activities. So that's that hog and that pig that has come in that jungle, because there's no zikrullah in that heart.
لذتِ ذکرِ نامِ خدا ہے چمن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن.
And sometimes it's those snakes and scorpions which are stinging and biting, that the person when he speaks is making ghibat, backbiting, stinging somebody. Or sometimes the person is gossiping about someone, or that person is causing harm in some other way. Sometimes like the scorpion, that when the scorpion stings, the scorpion doesn't get a pound of flesh. But the person whom it has stung, then that person becomes restless and he can even die. So now this person's heart is a jungle. So sometimes that scorpion of that jungle, that whether he benefits or not, but he wants to see somebody being harmed. We find so much around us that it gives them great satisfaction and pleasure to see somebody's house being damaged, somebody's car being damaged, somebody's property being damaged, somebody's respect and honor being damaged. Why? It is that scorpion in that person's heart.
لذتِ ذکرِ نامِ خدا ہے چمن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن. پا گیا وہ بہارِ وطن آپ کے نام پر جس نے ہجرت کیا. پا گیا وہ بہارِ وطن آپ کے نام پر جس نے ہجرت کیا. پا گیا وہ بہارِ وطن.
The person has left his watan, but if he made that hijrat for the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, for the protection of his deen or for the defense of deen, then he has got his watan. He got the spring of his watan, wherever he may be. But go and ask all those people who have made hijrat from our countries, those who have settled in America, those who have settled in Australia, those who have settled in other parts of the world. I'm talking about the large majority. Go and ask them that why did you make hijrat from this country? It's because the crime level is increasing. It's because the businesses are and the economy is dropping. The business is dropping. Economy is tight. The rand-dollar exchange rate, the fluctuation is such that sometimes it goes high, so it increases my blood pressure. I get high blood pressure. And when it goes down, then I get low blood pressure. So that's why I made hijrat. So people are making hijrat for various reasons. How many people have left this country because it became difficult to practice on Sharia, to practice on Deen, to practice on the ahkam of the Quran, to practice on the ahkam of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The person said that it is becoming difficult for me to educate my child in a good and a wholesome and a healthy environment. Therefore I'm making hijrat, I'm looking for a place where my children can get education, which will keep them connected with Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where I will be able to practice upon my deen, where I will be able to lead the life of a good Muslim. That is why I'm leaving my watan and I'm going somewhere else. How many of them really made hijrat for that reason? Therefore, wherever they go, that same heart goes with them. If that heart was a jungle here, that same jungle will go with them wherever they go. And they will be no better wherever they go. And the azab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will not be moved away from those hearts, because that restlessness comes in the heart. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ظَنْكَ وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقَيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. Allah ta'ala is promising that He will make the life of that person miserable, tightened, narrow. So wherever he goes, that same jungle will go with him. He can't leave his heart behind and go. We haven't heard up till now that anybody was questioned at the immigration that are you taking your heart along or leaving it behind? Has anybody been questioned by the immigration officer that you are making hijrat now, so you're leaving your heart behind or you're taking it with? Because if you're taking it with, then you have to pay duties. So wherever he goes, that heart is going to go with him. So if he's going to go with a filthy, dirty heart, then wherever he goes, it's going to go with him. So either it is a jungle, or it is that rubbish heap. And ask those people who live near rubbish dumps. We have got one rubbish dump not very far away from where we live. And at night when the wind blows, then you have to hold your nose and walk. So if we have got that rubbish dump in our heart, then what do we expect to come out of that kind of a heart? The people that will be sitting with us, they too will not get any kind of peace and contentment and satisfaction. They will not find any kind of noor being generated. They will not find any kind of sukoon in our company. In fact, the person who sits with a person who has got a restless heart, then that person will also find restlessness in his life. لَذَّتِ ذِكْرِ نَامِ خُدَا هَي چَمَن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن آپ کے نام پر جس نے ہجرت کیا پا گیا وہ بہار وطن ہے ضروری گناہوں کو بھی چھوڑ دے ہے ضروری گناہوں کو بھی چھوڑ دے اصل ہجرت نہیں صرف ترک وطن ہے ضروری گناہوں کو بھی چھوڑ دے اصل ہجرت نہیں صرف ترک وطن Just giving up your town and moving to another town, that is not hijrat. It's so easy to use this word these days, that we are muhajirs, you are ansar, we are ansar, you are muhajir. But is that person a muhajir? Is that person a muhajir who is not giving up sins of his life? He's just carrying his body from place to place. That person is not a muhajir. Asla hijrat nahi sirf tarke watan. He zaruri gunaho ko bhi chhod de. Now how many of us really put that effort into the giving up of sins? And ask those people who have really made sincere tawbah and they have given up not all sins but just some of the sins. Some major sins of their lives when they gave it up. Ask me, I'm telling you in the masjid, that so many of them whose marriages were on the verge of breaking, they were almost on the verge of breaking, marriages got saved. And they say, we found happiness in our life. The moment we threw out that Dajjal box, he said, now we talk, we communicate, we enjoy our meals together. And there's so much of muhabbat. Because one side the husbands are watching all the filth, and then the desire is coming very strongly into the hearts for all kinds of haram. And the woman of their life, she cannot satisfy those kind of cravings and desires, which are unnatural. So then that husband is afterwards watching all the filth on the streets, or he's going and indulging in some other kind of haram. And that woman in the house, she's watching all the filth on the box, and then she is fantasizing, sometimes I've got letters. Sometimes the woman says, I don't know now, Molna, after coming and attending your programs. He said, in the past this was my life, I used to watch all kinds of programs. And they said, now we do not know how to get those things out of our hearts. Some film actors are stuck in our hearts. The images and pictures of some cricketers and some footballers are in our hearts. When we are making namaz also now, the same picture comes in front of us. One person wrote after reading a porn magazine, after looking at a porn magazine, he says, when I go into sajda, that filth comes right in front of my eyes. Now what kind of sajda will be that, where the person's forehead is in front of the sharmga of a woman? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, He gave us deen of Islam, beautiful deen, in which there's peace, happiness, contentment, satisfaction. Our lives will not become boring. That is the greatest fear that people have, that the moment you give up sins, then your life will become boring. What are you going to do without music and without television and without this and without that? Brothers, believe me, your life will become so happy, so pleasant. When Allah will come into the heart, He is the giver of happiness. Allah Ta'ala will give you happiness in your children after that. He'll give you happiness in your home after that. He will give you happiness in your business after that. He will give you happiness in the beautiful parks and the waters of the ocean and in the skies that you see and the beautiful flowers of the gardens that you will see. Now all these things will give you happiness and it will not bring any kind of filth inside the heart. There will be sukoon and chain inside there. Mana ke meer gulshan e jannat to dur hai. عارف ہے مگر خالق جنت لیے ہوئے Oh Mir, I know کہ کلشن جنت تو دور ہے You have to still die and then cross the pul sirat and then you will get jannat But عارف ہے دل کے اندر خالق جنت لیے ہوئے عارف ہے مگر دل میں خالق جنت لیے ہوئے Now who is more important, the Khaliq of Jannat, the one who created the Jannat, he is more beautiful or Jannat is more beautiful? We have been told to ask for Jannat. But the Arifeen, why do they want Jannat? Besides meeting the Ushaq of Allah Ta'ala, the lovers of Allah in Jannat, it is because they want to see Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The Deedar of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that is what the Ashiqs of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala are in search of. I have mentioned many places one little couplet that again comes to mind, in which this person says so beautifully, Unke rukh se niqab aaj uthegi, aaj nazron ki miraj hogi. Unke rukh se niqab aaj uthegi, aaj nazron ki miraj hogi. Ek muddat se aaj ahle gham ko muskurane ki mohlat milegi. He says, today that niqab will be removed from that face. From the Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's countenance, that niqab will be removed. And those people who have been taking this gham on their hearts all their lives, it is a gham, it's a pain that comes on the heart. It's not easy to restrain oneself from haram. When everybody in the environment is indulging in haram, at that time to restrain yourself, it's a pain on the heart. That gham that comes on the heart. So all the time they were taking that gham on their hearts. And they have now come with an ocean of blood. Ocean of blood of desires they have come with in the akhir. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, oh my beloved servant, in the world when people were indulging in all kinds of haram, you were also being tempted, but you, for my pleasure, restrained yourself. So now I will show you my glory. And when the person will see Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then he will forget what the ni'mats of Jannat are.
Gira ke bijli mera nasheman jala ke apna bana liya. Gira ke bijli mera nasheman jala ke apna bana liya. Ghamon ke phoolo se mere dil ko saja ke apna bana liya.
He says, Allah Ta'ala sent the lightning first on the heart and destroyed that heart. First he destroyed that heart. But then he says, Ghamo ke phoolo se mere dil ko. Saja ke apna maskan bana liya. He says, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, with the flowers of gham, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala comes, the explanation is Allah Ta'ala comes into those hearts which have taken that pain of restraining themselves from haram. When they're going to restrain themselves from haram, the heart becomes shattered. But when the heart becomes shattered, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala comes into such hearts. It doesn't mean Allah has got a physical body, he comes into that heart. It means his tajalli is now cast into that heart. And when Allah Ta'ala's tajalli is cast into that heart, then that person, he has got ocean of noor in that heart, then what does it matter? After that, where is he going to look for haram? Now he's got the sweetness and the taste of iman in his heart. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wants us to enjoy peace, happiness, contentment and satisfaction. Therefore he says, asl hijrat nahi sirf tarke watan. Ye zaruri gunaho ko bhi chhod de. You cannot become muttaqi until you give up sins. We always complain about environment. We have to change the environment. The environment must not change us. The mahol must not change us. We must change the mahol. The environment must not affect us. We must change it. We must not find ourselves weak and say complain all the time of the environment. Who stops us and prevents us from changing the environment of the home? Or from conducting our business in a halal way, or from dealing with our family members, our brothers and sisters and everybody in a manner that Shariat has asked us to deal with them. Which government says that you must go and steal, that you must commit fornication, you must commit adultery. So we can change the environment. To whatever extent we can change, after that we can tell Allah Ta'ala that we did what was in our power, that was beyond our control.
Zamana humko badal sake ye zamane mein dam nahi. زمانہ ہم کو بدل سکے یہ زمانے میں دم نہیں زمانہ ہم سے ہے ہم زمانے سے نہیں
that the zamana will change us it hasn't got that power the zamana is from us we are not the, from the environment so these temptations will be there if there was no temptation then after that there would have been no such thing as jannat for such people the temptations will be there the thoughts also will come but ignore those thoughts don't act upon that temptation then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will become pleased and he will give gardens in that heart gardens of paradise will find in our hearts sukoon will come our lives will become peaceful happy we will find contentment we will find satisfaction brothers how long are we going to deceive people how long are we going to live a life of munafiqs in this world yesterday also I think I mentioned or the other night that Hazrat Khaja Azizul Hasan Majzub Rahmatullah Alayh or was it in Roshni that we mentioned last year also if I recall I can't remember what I said but I remember something about that Khaja Sahib's Ash'ar that I mentioned here where Hazrat Khaja Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh says about Nayi Roshni Ay Nayi Roshni Tera Muh Ho Kala Andar Se Andhera Hai Bahar Ujala says, oh you modern civilization, may you be doomed. Inside is nothing but darkness, only outside is brightness. So he spoke about the environment, he spoke about the civilization, he spoke about the modern world. But if we look at our individual selves, how much of brightness and shine we have got in our hearts. And I mentioned that look at my socks, it's white. Look at my pants, it's white. My kurta is white, my topi is white. But how much of shine and brightness and whiteness is in our hearts? Or is it that this is just outside and inside nothing but emptiness? So many people have made tawbah from one incident which I may have mentioned now over 50 times. One of the persons who telephoned me with regards to the distribution of inheritance of a certain family. I will not take the name and these type of incidents have taken place in abundance. So you will not be able to really know exactly who that person is. And he's not from this town. So it was a husband, a wife, and the two or three children that were traveling, and the entire family was wiped out. The entire family was wiped out in that accident. These type of accidents, the people that die, it's a form of shahadat. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives it to them for some good work or deed that they did. Allah ta'ala sometimes gives shahadat in this form. The person was walking and a wall collapsed and he died. It's also a form of shahadat. He got drowned, it's also a form of shahadat. So inshallah Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will forgive them. But now this person says that we had to open the door of that house. We had to go inside and open the cupboards to see now how much of gold, silver, cash, clothing for the purpose of distribution. He said, now this person was prominent. He was doing a lot of deen work. He used to be in the masjid in the first serf. And he was engaged in a lot of welfare and social work. But when we opened the cupboard, he said it was so embarrassing. Porn magazines came out from there. Filthy movies came out from there. So he passed away, he got some form of shahada. But he left a lesson for us. That don't think and don't plan that first I will go, then my wife will go. First my wife will go, then I will go. First my child will go, then the next one will go. Who knows where his death will come and in what condition he is going to die? Nobody knows. So would anybody like to find himself in such a situation? So whenever I mention this incident, I always got calls. Maulana, after a long, long time, he said that the dart really hit the heart. And so we went home and we cleaned out our cupboards and we threw away all the filth. We don't know when we're going to die, where we're going to die. The Jan Smuts Airport is not far away from here. And something that I mentioned after my return recently from Jan Smuts Airport, that whenever people ask me for some nasihat at an airport, then I tell them there's no need for nasihat at an airport. Look at those two boards, arrival and departure. Arrival and departure, what more nasihat do you want? we arrived in this world, does anybody have any doubt that he hasn't arrived as yet? So we have arrived in this world. Now it's a question of departure. A person sometimes is sitting in the first class lounge, sometimes in the business class lounge, and sometimes he's sitting in the ordinary lounge, where sometimes it's crowded. He doesn't have place to sit also, sometimes he has to stand. He has to sit on his back. He has to sit on the floor. So the same kind of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has got in this world, that there are people who have got good homes, good cars, plenty of money. There are people who have got less than that, and there are some people who don't have. But whether that person is in the first class lounge, or whether he is in the business class lounge, or whether he is sitting on the floor, everyone's eye is on the departure board. That person in the first class lounge will make use of the facilities that Allah ta'ala has provided for him. It is not haram to make use of those facilities. So if a person has got money, he is going for Umrah, he is going for Hajj, he is giving to the poor and needy, he has got a good car, he has got a good home, but he is earning halal and he is spending in right causes, so he is in the first class lounge. But he too mustn't forget that there is a departure board there. And the person who is sitting on the floor, or is sitting on his bag, or he hasn't got a place to sit, which means if a person is in a hut, or he is living in poor condition, then he too must keep looking at the departure board, that one day they will be there. After that, if he's got good actions, then he will go to Jannat. So everyone is looking at the departure board. The person in the first class lounge doesn't say, this seat is very nice and comfortable, why worry about the departure time there? In fact, if the person is delayed by a few hours, he begins to complain, although he's sitting in the first class lounge, because he knows that he has got a destination, he's got to go there. So I said, what more nasihat do you want? That there is a departure. But that departure, at least there's a time there that you will depart at a certain time. And it can be delayed also. And you can go and bribe the person there for some better seats too. But there's another departure which we do not know about, what time it is going to be. Zindagi ka ajeeb hai visa, kab bula le khuda nahi maloom. اور اس میں توسیع بھی ہے غیر ممکن اور میعاد اس کی نہیں معلوم. We don't know the duration of time, we don't know when it's going to expire. So that is the departure board. But then I told my friend that, look, now there's a new board there, underground parking. All along we saw two boards, departure, arrival. But now at your Yans Matsepa, they also got underground parking there. So every time that you go through there, look at those three boards, you don't need more nasihat after that. یہ ہے ایک قبر پہ بے کسی بزبان حال ہے کہہ رہی یہ ہے ایک قبر پہ بے کسی بزبان حال ہے کہہ رہی تمہیں آنکھیں چاہیے غافلو مجھے احتیاج بیان نہیں. So look at the helplessness of that grave, and that grave is saying, as if it is saying, that you need eyes, O ghafilin. I don't require any speech. I don't have to give you a speech. Look at my condition. Look at my helplessness. At one time I was jumping, flying, dancing, doing all kinds of things. And look at my helplessness. I don't have to give you a speech. Just look at the grave. It is sufficient for a speech. So my brothers, this is the purpose of these type of majlises. That there is now a need for us to change our lives. Don't just put up an outside performance. We have to truly get ikhlas in our hearts, tawakkul in our hearts, zuhad in our hearts, qanaat in our hearts, purity in our hearts. And this comes generally in the sohbat and the company of those ahlullah who have made an effort and purified their souls. Not people like us. I'm talking about the real ahlullah. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give me also the tawfiq of sincere tawbah from all my sins, and give you the tawfiq and the entire ummah the tawfiq to turn towards him, to make rujoo ila Allah, and to bring him into our hearts. Because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is willing to accept, no matter how far we may have gone, no matter how much of sins we may have committed. But if we sincerely repent, and sincere repentance means that if it is the rights of people, then it has to be fulfilled. Or ask that person for forgiveness. Don't devour people's property and think that tawbah here is sufficient. The tawbah, your sin will be forgiven of having committed that act, but it doesn't mean that now you don't have to go and repay that person or ask that person for forgiveness. Namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, start the qazas. Now nobody can make qaza of 1,000 namazes in one day. Nobody can keep the qazas of 100 fasts in one day. So it's a process, it'll take time. Make one, two today, keep one qaza tomorrow. But like that, start, somewhere start. And keep making plenty of istighfar and tawbah, and then see how what Allah Ta'ala gives into the heart. And restrain the eyes, that is the greatest problem for us today. And that is where our difficulty comes. A person has just made hajj, he has kissed the Hajr Aswad. But after that he still wants to kiss something else. He has kissed the Hajr Aswad. And after that he wants to kiss haram again. The person has gazed at the Kaabatullah. And after that he wants to throw that gaze again all at the haram women. He has just recited salat and salam at the roza of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And he comes out from there and switches on the television in his room and watches the filth there in Madina Sharif. So much so that we have had incidents of zina in Madina Sharif. The person related a dream to me and said, Maulana, what's the interpretation? I said, brother, you sure you won't feel embarrassed if I have to give you the interpretation? He says, no, I won't. I said, look, Allah knows best, but you have committed zina in Madina Sharif. He began to tear and he said, Maulana, it happened. What must I do now? So don't think that we are safe. Shaitan and nafs are all the time attacking. So that anti-terrorism bill, the government is trying to legislate, that is a different story. But here we already know our enemies and they are real terrorists. So let us put all our effort at defending our iman from these terrorists. وَآخَرُ دَعْوَانَا عَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. The last time we read here, اَيْمِ رَدَاتَ اَيْمِ رَمَالِكْ. But tonight I will read another one of Hazrat Khwaja Azizul Hasan Majzoob Rahmatullah Alayhi's Munajat. Any, those who understand the Urdu, Alhamdulillah, those who don't understand, we don't have the time now to go into the translation. But inshallah, you too will benefit.
مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے تیری مشیت ہے سب پہ غالب یہ چہیں سب میرے ارادے مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے تیری مشیت ہے سب پہ غالب یہ چہیں سب میرے ارادے بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے میں کب سے ہوں محو خواب غفلت بس اب جگا دے بس اب جگا دے ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہیں پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہیں پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں تیرے گلستاں میں سب گل ہیں بس ایک اگر ہوں تو خار میں ہوں مجھے بھی کچھ فکر آخرت ہو بہت ہی غفلت شعار میں ہوں مجھے بھی کچھ فکر آخرت ہو بہت ہی غفلت شعار میں ہوں رہا میں بیکار زندگی بھر بس اب تو مشغول کار میں ہوں ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 تجھے تو معلوم ہے الہی بہت ہی گندا ہے حال میرا تجھے تو معلوم ہے الہی بہت ہی گندا ہے حال میرا گناہ میں آلودہ ہو رہا ہے رواں رواں بال بال میرا گناہ میں آلودہ ہو رہا ہے رواں رواں بال بال میرا یہ آخری دن ہے زندگی کے درست کر دے مآل میرا یہ آخری دن ہے زندگی کے درست کر دے مآل میرا تیری محبت میں اب جیوں میں اسی میں ہو انتقال میرا تیری محبت میں اب جیوں میں اسی میں ہو انتقال میرا ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 کرم سے تیرے بعید کیا ہے جو فضل مجھ پر بھی میرے رب ہو کرم سے تیرے بعید کیا ہے جو فضل مجھ پر بھی میرے رب ہو تیری مدد ہو میری ہو کوشش تیری کشش ہو میری طلب ہو تیری مدد ہو میری ہو کوشش تیری کشش ہو میری طلب ہو بدی میں گزری ہے عمر ساری نصیب توفیق نیک اب ہو بدی میں گزری ہے عمر ساری نصیب توفیق نیک اب ہو رہوں میں مشغول ذکر و طاعت بس اب یہی شغل روز و شب ہو ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم This is the sin of for tonight. Even one time if you take the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala with dard muhabbat, with love, with yaqeen, then it takes you from the farsh to the arsh. From the farsh, just one Allah can take you up to the arsh. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala put so much of love in, of His into our heart and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that it makes it easy for us to make amal on the whole of Sharia. Now this may be something new here in this masjid, but recently when we are going out, then I ask the brothers, those whose knees may be paining by now, to stand up, not to feel shy, so that when we are making dua, then at that time your mind is not in the pain on the knees, but it is in the dua. Because we are weak people, we can't sit too long. So I understand, because I am weaker than you. Normally we have a 45 minute program at our masjid, because we have twice a week, so 45 minutes the zikr program, 45 minutes the bayan. But here when we go out, it's sometimes 1 1/4 hour, 1 1/2 hour. So therefore those of you who wish to stand up before the dua, don't feel shy. Stand up, straighten your legs, and then sit down. Breathe in deeply and sit down. It's not haram, don't worry, it's not bidat too. This jais, 100% jais. At least you'll feel comfortable when you are making dua. Read the Durood Sharif. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا رحيم يا كريم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تؤاخذنا ان نسينا او اخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به وَعْفُ عَنَّا وَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَرْحَمْنَا وَعْفُ عَنَّا وَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَرْحَمْنَا وَعْفُ عَنَّا وَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَرْحَمْنَا أَنْتَ مَوْلَانَا فَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما، ہماری خطاؤں کو معاف فرما، ہماری لغزشوں سے درگزر فرما. او مائی بلوڈ اللہ، او مائی رحیم کریم اللہ، او مائی ستار غفار اللہ، او مائی موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ، او مائی اللہ ہو از کمپیشنیٹ، ہو از کائنڈ، ہو از فورگیونگ، ہو از لونگ اینڈ ہو از کیئرنگ. O مائی بلوڈ اللہ، وی آر ایکسٹینڈنگ اوور ہینڈ بیفور یو. وی ہیو ریکگنائزڈ یو ایز اوور رب. We have recognized you as our Khaliq and our Malik. We have recognized you as our Rahim and Kareem, Allah. Kareem is the one who gives without people deserving. Oh my beloved Allah, we know that we are deserving of the worst of all punishment. But oh my beloved Allah, we are seeking from your forgiveness. We are seeking from your forgiveness. Oh my Allah, you are Kareem. So forgive each and every one of us. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive each and every one of us. We are extending these begging bowls before you. You have attached these begging bowls to our bodies so that we may extend them before you any part of the day or night. Oh Allah, the telephone lines of the kings can be engaged. The telephone lines of the presidents can be engaged. The telephone lines of others can be engaged. But oh my beloved Allah, you are seeing everything. You are hearing everything. You know everything. You can respond to the call of every creation. Oh Allah, you can respond to the call of everyone that is extending his hands before you. Oh my beloved Allah, it is not difficult for you to fulfill the needs and desires of everyone. Oh my beloved Allah, we are extending our hands before you. Forgive each and every one of us. Forgive each and every one of us. Forgive our parents. Forgive our brothers and sisters. Forgive our family members. Forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh my beloved Allah, we have led a very sinful life. Oh Allah, whatever sins we committed from the time we became of age up till now, forgive all our sins, our major sins and our minor sins, forgive them. Our sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights, forgive them. Oh my Allah, nothing was hidden from your sight. Nothing was hidden from your sight. Whether we committed our sins in the day or during the night, nothing was hidden from your sight. Oh Allah, the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, forgive them. The sins that we committed of our eyes, forgive them. The sins that we committed of our ears, forgive them. The sins that we committed of our tongues, forgive them. The sins of our hands and feet, O Allah, forgive them. The sins of our hearts and minds, forgive them. Ya Allah, you gave us intelligence. We used our intelligence for haram. We used our bodies for haram. We used our tongues for haram. We used our eyes for so much of haram. These great gifts of yours, O my Allah, we used for your disobedience. Ey mere Allah, our wealth we used for your disobedience. Ey Allah, hum kitne namak haram hai, ke teri hi ne'maton ko tere khilaf humne istemal kiya. Lekin mere Allah, ab to hume maaf farma de. Hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai. We are ashamed of the sins that we have been committing. Oh my Allah, if you are not going to forgive us, who is going to forgive us? Tere siwa hum gando ko koi qubool karne wala nahi hai. Hum gande hai, hum nalayak hai, hum siyakar hai, ہم ناپاک ہیں، ہم خطاکار ہیں. اے میرے خدا، ہم تیرے بندے ہیں. اگر تو نے معاف نہیں کیا تو تو بتا میرے خدا کون معاف کرے گا. Oh Allah, if a dog is kicked from one butcher, it can still go to another butcher. If a beggar is chased from one home, he can still go to another home. Oh Allah, for us there is no one besides you. تیرے سوا ہمارا کوئی نہیں، تیرے سوا ہمارا کوئی نہیں. Oh Allah, if you are not ours, then nothing is ours. If you are not ours, then nothing is ours. Our children will not be the coolness of our eyes. Our homes will not give us comfort. Oh my Allah, our lives will become unpleasant. Our lives will become miserable. Then we will be ending up with quarrels and fights and disputes and arguments. Ya Allah, will be under tremendous pressure in our lives. Oh my Allah, if you are not ours, then nothing is ours. And if you are ours, then everything will be ours. Then our children will be the coolness of our eyes. Our homes will give us comfort. Our businesses will be full of barakat. Oh Allah, our families will give us happiness and joy. There will be unity and there will be peace and there will be contentment. Ay Allah, agar tu hamara nahi to kuch bhi nahi. Agar ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri. Agar ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera to sab mera, falak mera, zami meri. Jo tu mera to sab mera, falak mera, zami meri. Agar ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri.
جو تو میرا تو سب میرا, فلک میرا زمی میری. O Allah, become our zimbikas yours. We want to become your walis, O Allah. We want to become your friends. O Allah, nafs and shaitan our enemies, but yet we are making them our friends. Oh my beloved Allah, what happiness have they brought into our lives? They have brought nothing but misery in our lives. Oh Allah, you who are Kareem, you who are blessing us day and night with so much of ni'mat, in spite of all our sins, you are giving us food to eat, you are giving us clothes to wear, you are giving us shelter above our heads, you are giving us lovely modes of transport, you are blessing us with so much of ni'mat, you are blessing us with sight and with hearing and with speech. Ey Allah, tujh jaisa Kareem khuda koi nahi. Ey Allah, in spite of our sins, you are giving so much. Where can there be another Allah? Ey mere Allah, if there had been another Allah, He would have seized us the moment we committed sins. The moment we saw haram, He would have taken away our gaze. The moment we listened to haram, He would have made us deaf. The moment we spoke haram, He would have made us dumb. Ey mere Allah, the moment we touched haram, He would have made us paralyzed. Ey mere Allah, Tu kitna rahim hai, Tu kitna kareem hai. Ey Allah, we have acknowledged You as our Rabb, and we have believed in You as a Rahim and a Kareem, Allah. We are not justifying our sins, oh my Allah. We are not justifying our sins, oh my Allah. We are acknowledging and we are confessing before You. Ey mere Allah, is majme ko Tu qubool kar le. Ey Allah, Tu hamare liye Teri rahmat ke darwaze khol de. Open the doors of Your rahmat, oh my Allah. Open the doors of Your maghfirat, oh my Allah. How long are You going to keep these doors shut from us? Oh Allah, because of our weakness, because of our shortcomings and sins. Oh Allah, how long are You going to keep these doors shut? Ya Allah, open the floodgates of Your rahmat and maghfirat. It is not difficult for You to change the condition of our hearts. Ya Allah, the kuffar and the mushrikeen of Makkah, the Yahud and the Nasara of Makkah. Ya Allah, the Yahud and the Nasara of Medina Tayyibah. Ya Allah, they were kufr and in shirk. They were in kufr and in shirk. But when You blessed them with hidayat, and when You gave them the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, oh Allah, those who had kufr and shirk in their hearts, they became radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. Oh Allah, when You could have changed the hearts of such people, what is it difficult for You to change the condition of our hearts? Ey Allah, hamare dilon ki halat ko badal de. Ey Allah, hamare dilon ki halat ko badal de. Change the direction of our hearts. Change the interest of our lives. Ya Allah, the interest of our lives have changed. We are supposed to be believers in You and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The interest of the believers was ibadat. It was zikr and tilawat. It was service to mankind. It was service to Your creation. It was service to Your deen. It was jihad in Your path. Oh Allah, our interests of life have changed. Ey mere Allah, hamare dil ki halat ko badal de. Oh Allah, clean and purify our hearts. Oh Allah, clean and purify our hearts. Our hearts have become dirt bins, oh my Allah. We have filled our hearts with pride. Our hearts are filled with arrogance. Our hearts are filled with jealousy. Our hearts are filled with malice and greed. Our hearts are filled with envy. Our hearts are filled with evil passions and desires. Ey mere Allah, how can You come into such dirty and filthy hearts? But oh Allah, You have given us the dynamite of Tawbah. Oh Allah, if man has made a dynamite which can blow up huge mountains, oh Allah, this Tawbah can blow up the mountains of sins. Ey mere Allah, hum dil se Tawbah karte hai. We are making sincere Tawbah, oh my Allah. We do not want to return to those sins again. Give us the himmat and the courage of lions against our nafs, oh my Allah. Make us like lions against our nafs, oh my Allah. Make us like lions against shaitan, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, clean and purify our hearts. Fill our hearts with tawakkul. Fill our hearts with yaqeen. Fill our hearts with qanaat. Fill our hearts with shukr and with sabr. Oh Allah, fill our hearts with zuhd and with taqwa. Ey mere pyare khuda, fill our hearts with Your ma'rifat. Ey Allah, Teri ma'rifat naseeb farma. Teri ma'rifat naseeb farma. Teri muhabbat naseeb farma. Huzur Ali Salatu Wasalam ki muhabbat naseeb farma. Huzur Ali Salatu Wasalam ki sachi itaat naseeb farma. With so much of love of Allah, yours and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our heart, that it becomes easy for us to make namaz 5 times a day, to fast in Ramadan, to give zakat, to go for hajj if due. Oh my Allah, put so much of Your love that it becomes extremely easy to fulfill the rights of our parents, our children, our family members, our society. Put so much of Your love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that it becomes extremely easy to stay away from fornication, to stay away from adultery, to stay away from all the filth and all the haram that is in our life. Ey mere Allah, ab to hamari zindagi ka rukh badal de. Ey Allah, kab tak ye ghaflat ki zindagi hum guzarenge? Kab tak teri nafarmani mein hum jeez aur saans lete rahenge? Ey Allah, ab to hamari zindagi ka haal palat de. Ya Allah, purify our hearts. Clean and purify our hearts. Hame musaffa, mujalla, muzakka, qulub ata farma. Ey Allah, maut se pehle pehle sachi toba ki taufeeq ata farma. Ya Allah, we are seeing janazas leave every day. From our homes, janazas have left. From our neighborhood, janazas have left. From our towns and cities, janazas have left. Ya Allah, and from our countries and from countries of the world, thousands of janazas have left. Lekin mere Allah, it is having no impact on our hearts. We go to the qabristan also, we laugh and we giggle. Ya Allah, qabr ko dekh karke bhi hamari halat nahi badalti. Ya Allah, tu hi raham farma, tu hi karam farma. Give us the realization that life is temporary in this world. Ya Allah, before the ghusl of mayyat is given to our bodies, let us take the ghusl of tawbah, ay mere Allah. اے اللہ غسل میت سے پہلے پہلے ہمیں غسل توبہ کی توفیق عطا فرما. یا اللہ, before the libas of kafan is put on our bodies, before the garment of kafan is put onto our bodies, oh Allah, let us cover our bodies and hearts with the garment of taqwa. اے اللہ, تو مرنے سے پہلے پہلے سچی توبہ کی توفیق عطا فرما. یا اللہ, we do not know where the angel of death is going to find us. We do not know when he is going to visit us. We do not know where he is going to strike the sword of death. Ey mere Allah, when we do not know where he is going to strike and when he is going to strike, how can we be in haram? How can we be in adultery and fornication? How can we be in cinemas and theaters? Oh my Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco. We have read of people losing their lives in discos. We have read of people losing their lives in cinemas. We have read recently even of a Muslim couple losing their life in escort agencies. Ey mere Allah, Tu hi raham farma. We have heard of so many people losing their lives in adultery and fornication. Ey mere Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco. Don't let him find us in a cinema or theater. Don't let him find us in a gambling den. Don't let us find us in fornication or adultery. Don't let us find us popping drugs into our mouths. Ey mere Allah, sachi toba ki taufeeq ata farma. Ya Allah, let the angel of death visit us in a state that you are pleased with us. Ey Allah, tu maut se pehle pehle hame paak aur saaf farma de. Ya Allah, agar ghalati se to agar phir gunah ho jaye to hum sachi toba karenge, lekin hamara irada hai ki un gunahon ki taraf phir nahi jayenge. Oh Allah, we do not want to return to those sins, but give us the himmat and the courage, oh my Allah. Oh Allah, bring peace and happiness and contentment in our lives. Unite the hearts of parents and children. Unite the hearts of brothers and sisters. Unite the hearts of family members. Unite the hearts of the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh Allah, we have created divisions upon divisions, disunity upon disunity. That ummah which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam left as one body and soul. Ay Allah, humne uske tukde tukde kar diye. Ey Allah, when my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is informed that that ummah for whom you made so much of sacrifices, that ummah for whom you shed so much of your blood, that ummah for whom so much of your tears were shed, that ummah for whom you were stoned in Taif until your shoes were filled with your Mubarak blood. Ey Allah, we do not want to see one drop of the blood of our beloved child anyway. Ey mere Allah, how the angels must have seen the blood of my Rasul flowing. How you must have witnessed the blood of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam oozing for the sake of the ummah that masoom and sinless Nabi is stoned. Ya Allah, he is stoned in Uhud, he falls down unconscious. His teeth are shattered. Thorns are placed in his path. When he goes in sajda in the haram intestines of animals on his back. Ya Allah, he stands in prayers until his feet swells. He cries so much that his beard becomes wet with his tears. Ya Allah, in his sajda, his musalla becomes wet with his tears. For the ummah, how much he sacrificed. Ummah ke liye kitni qurbani di. When he is informed every week of the condition of his ummah, that ummah is today in the casino, that ummah today in the gambling dens, that ummah today in theatres and cinemas, that ummah today with the filthy porn movies and films, that ummah today in prostitution and homosexual activities, that ummah is today in fraud, that ummah is today in stealing, that ummah today in deceiving and cheating, that ummah today in all kinds of haram. Ey Allah, میرے نبی کو کیا تکلیف پہنچتی ہوگی, how much of injury and pain we are causing to my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hey Allah, even the Haramain Sharifain is no more free. Ya Allah, just a few meters away from the Rozae Mubarak, in the hotels of Madinah Tayyiba, so much of filthy movies are being shown. Hey Allah, so much of music is heard. So much of filthy literature is being read. Hey Allah, ab to ummat par raham farma. Ya Allah, we know what we're supposed to be doing. Ya Allah, we are complaining of the governments. We are complaining of all the oppression and tyranny in the world. But oh Allah, we are forgetting that it is the reaction of our a'mal. Hey Allah, give us the tawfiq to send up good a'mal so that we get down good results. Hey Allah, accept the work of deen that is taking place in this world. Ya Allah, all those who are engaged in the work of da'wat, accept their work. Ya Allah, istimaat ko qubool farma. Ey Allah, ta'aleem ko qubool farma. Ey Allah, unke nikalne ko qubool farma. Ey Allah, khankahon ki mehnat qubool farma. Darul ulum ki mehnat qubool farma. Masajid ki mehnat qubool farma. Makatib ki mehnat qubool farma. Tasnif wa ta'alif ki mehnat qubool farma. Whosoever is doing the work of deen, oh Allah, let each and every one consider the other to be complementary and supplementary. Ya Allah, unite the hearts of the entire ummah. Ya Allah, sab ke dilo ke andar ikhlas paida kar de. Khalis teri raza ke liye kaam karne ki taufeeq ata farma. Ya Allah, khalis teri raza ke liye kaam karne ki taufeeq ata farma. Ey mere pyare khuda, whoever is doing deen work, as long as it is in conformity with the Quran and Sunnah, accept it. Ya Allah, hum sab ko apne maqbool bandon mein shumar kar le. Allah, make us a fish that swims deep down in your ocean of marifat. Give us such bond and such connection with you, oh my Allah. Hey Allah, give us such bond and such connection with you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you for a single moment. Whatever we do, it is for your pleasure. Oh Allah, whatever we do must be for your pleasure and for the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, do not cause embarrassment to come upon my beloved Rasul on the day of Qiyamah in the presence of billions of other ummatis. Ya Allah, let not our actions cause any kind of embarrassment to my Rasul. Oh Allah, do not question us on the day of Qiyamah. Enter us into Jannat without any reckoning. Ya Allah, qabr ke azab se hifazat farma. Protect us from the azab of qabr. Protect us from the azab of hashar. Ya Allah, let us cross the pulsarat like lightning. Enter us into Jannat without any reckoning. Hey, mere Allah, hum tujhe kya jawab dege? If you have to question us, oh my Allah, what are we going to answer? Hamare paas kya hai ke jo pesh kar sake? Ey Allah, hum khali haath hai, lekin tu rahim hai, kareem hai, hamare haal par raham farma le. Jo bimar hai, unko shifa ata farma. Those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. We are spiritually sick and physically ill. Cure us from all our ailments, oh my Allah. Cure us from all our ailments, oh my Allah. Those who are in financial difficulties and problems, oh my beloved Allah, remove their difficulties. Bless them with plentiful of halal. Hey Allah, those who have got no children, bless them with pious children. Those whom you have blessed with children, make them pious and righteous. Make them the coolness of the eyes of the parents. And make the parents understand that they have to give them proper upbringing so that they may respect them. Hey mere pyare khuda, parents are shedding tears of blood. There are so many parents shedding tears of blood. Their children are gone on to drugs and drink and wine and women. Hey mere Allah, ab to tu raham farma le. Hey Allah, unko wapas le aa, unko wapas le aa. Hey mere Allah, is duniya se ek din jana hai, tere paas aana hai. Hey Allah, we know that we are not deserving of death in Madina Tayyiba, but oh Allah, we are asking you out of your shan e rahimi and kareemi that bless us with death in Madina Tayyiba, so that when the winds of rahmat blow over the graves in Jannatul Baqi or Jannatul Mu'ala, hey mere Allah, so that when the winds of rahmat blow there in Jannatul Baqi, then we too may be forgiven. Hey mere Allah, but if our death is not muqaddar in Madina Tayyiba, then wherever it comes, let it be in a state of iman, let it be in a state of goodness. Hey mere Allah, bless us with the best of this world and the best of the akhirah. Bless us with barakat in our businesses, barakat in our homes, barakat in our families, barakat in our children, barakat in the wealth that you bless us with, barakat in our life, barakat in our time. Hey Allah, barakat has left our lives. So hume barakaton se mala mal farma de. Hey Allah, hume mangna bhi nahi aata. Whatever we have asked also, give it to us. And what we haven't asked also, whatever is good for us, give it to us. Oh my beloved Allah, do not deprive us of the goodness of this world and the goodness of the hereafter. Hey Allah, give us the best of this world and the best of the hereafter. Hey mere pyare khuda,
My Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how much of du'as he made for the ummah. Ey mere Allah, especially in Hajjatul Wida, so much of du'as he made. Ey Allah, jitna mere pyare Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne maanga, especially in Hajjatul Wida, with his 124,000 companions, each and every one of them a shining star. Ey Allah, mere pyare Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne Hajr-e Aswad ko chum karke jo maanga tha, mere pyare Nabi ne rukne yawani chu karke jo maanga tha, mere pyare Nabi ne mutaf mein chal karke jo maanga tha, mere pyare Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne mizab e rahmat ke niche ro ro ke jo maanga tha. And oh Allah, in hatim the namazes that he made and he asked, and that multazam he attached himself and for so long he teared and he prayed for the ummah. The duas that he made behind Muqam Ibrahim, the duas that he made after drinking zamzam, the duas that he made on Safa and Marwa, the duas that he made between Milayn and Akhzarain, the duas that he made at Mina, and especially in Arafah, from Zuhr till Maghrib, that masoom and sinless Nabi, how much he prayed for the ummah, how much du'as he made for us. Oh my beloved Allah, in Muzdalifah the du'as that he made, wherever the du'as that he made in his entire life, all the goodness that he asked for us, bless us with that goodness, bless our parents with that goodness, bless our wives and children with that goodness, bless the entire ummah with that goodness, and from all the mischief and fitnas and corruption that my beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked for protection. Oh Allah, protect us, protect our parents, protect our wives and children, protect the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ey mere pyare khuda, huzur paak sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke sadqe tufail mein tu hamari duaon ko qubool farma. Ey Allah, hum gande hain, hum napaak hain, hum sab kuch hain, lekin mere khuda, humne jo kuch manga tere fazl o karam se qubool farma. Ya Allah, bless us with all the best of this world and the akhirah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله